We are named in that lawsuit. We will be presenting our case.
State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ilya. The State Education Department is among four defendants named in the lawsuit. The Alliance for Quality Education is supporting parents in this suit. They say parents are bewildered as to why the governor is withholding funding. But some of the schools were removed from receivership earlier this year, and the governor's office says they will no longer be eligible for the funding. Ilya tells WBFO News the state allocated $75 million for 2 years for school districts dealing with receivership.
From the perspective of where the state ed department is from the very beginning, we have indicated that we believe that those schools were given a two-year grant and that they should be able to have the funding that should come to them.
Three Buffalo schools, Burgard, South Park, and Buffalo Elementary School of Technology, are part of the suit seeking the funds. Ilya noted she has talked to superintendents in all the districts involved in this receivership funding battle.
I know that they're working very hard to do what they can to maintain the same programs that allowed those students to have that kind of success last year, even though there has not been funding. But it is affecting them, and I think it's important for us all to be aware of that.
The Alliance for Quality Education says the funding would allow for more improvements at the schools this school year. A court appearance is set for today in State Supreme Court in Albany for this case. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.